I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia public safety officials say police arrested 15 protesters during a demonstration inside the state capitol as they called for uncounted ballots from last week's election to be tallied. The Georgia Department of Public Safety says demonstrators were charged with misdemeanors under a law that makes it illegal to disrupt meetings at the state legislature with loud, threatening, or abusive language. Democratic State Senator Nakima Williams was among those arrested and taken to Fulton County Jail. Police ordered dozens of demonstrators to disperse from the second floor rotunda yesterday afternoon as lawmakers began a special session to approve funds for hurricane recovery. Supporters of Democrat Stacey Abrams say thousands of uncounted votes could still tip the governor's race into a December 4th runoff against Republican Brian Kemp. The Speaker of the Georgia House is predicting a tough climb ahead for a proposed tax break on jet fuel that's once again before lawmakers. Republican legislators killed the $38 million tax exemption to punish Delta Airlines after it dropped fare discounts for members of the NRA. Governor Nathan Deal restored the perk over the summer with an executive order. Now the legislature must revisit the issue as the House and Senate kicked off a special session yesterday. State law requires lawmakers to ratify the governor's order or airlines will owe sales tax retroactively. Ralston says he's got serious concerns that Delta and other airlines haven't justified the need for the tax break. And after two federal court rulings and a flurry of legal filings over a 24-hour period, uncertainty still hangs over Georgia's midterm elections, including the still undecided race for governor. Unofficial results give Republican Brian Kemp a slim majority, but Democrat Stacey Abrams maintains that enough uncounted absentee mail-in provisional ballots remain to force a December 4th runoff. Abrams is attempting to become the first black woman in American history to be elected governor of a state. In the week since voters went to the polls, arguments over certain provisional and absentee ballots have been presented before several different judges in federal court. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office says all but 16 of the state's 159 counties had certified the results by Tuesday evening. And the Port of Savannah handled a record number of container units in October. Rail cargo was also up 24% from the same period last year. The amount of break bulk cargo, things like cars and lumber that aren't transported in containers, was also up. This marks 2 years of sustained growth at the port. And a permit request to hold a white supremacist rally at Stone Mountain during the Super Bowl has been denied. The Stone Mountain Memorial Association rejected the request from Rock Stone Mountain 2 organizers, citing a, quote, clear and present danger to public safety. The first Rock Stone Mountain rally in April of 2016 drew a small number of Confederate flag-waving white supremacists and hundreds of counter-protesters. That led to clashes with police that lasted for hours. WSB-TV reports that park officials say event organizers acknowledged in their application that there was a potential for violence at the proposed February event. And in sports, Atlanta United's Gerardo Tata Martino has been voted Coach of the Year in Major League Soccer. He's leaving the team at the end of the season, reportedly headed to Mexico's national team. Atlanta United hosts the New York Red Bulls November 25th in the first game of the MLS Conference Finals. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.